Christmas Day, 1981. 44 years ago. Christmas Day, alone. I'd worked the day before and came home and spent Christmas Eve alone in my apartment. Then Christmas Day itself came. Alone again. If anybody ever wanted to know what it feels like to spend Christmas alone, there's a way to find out. I don't recommend it. It's insightful, yes. You learn things about the day, you learn things about yourself, you learn things about loneliness that you may not have understood prior to it as loneliness relates to Christmas Day, but I, in fact, learned at least how it applied to me the hard way. But yes, I got up Christmas morning in my apartment, went upstairs, had something of a breakfast, and sat on the couch pondering things for a while. I believe I listened to the radio, but the sounds of silence were quite prevalent. I was in Provo, Utah, still in the apartment. I would be working the next day at the department store where I was employed. But this day, Christmas Day, I was alone. I looked outside, and there was some snow had fallen, and I determined I was going to go out and shovel my sidewalk. So, it was kind of a bright, nice day. Although it was quiet, no students in any apartment or anywhere nearby that I knew of, so I went out and shoveled the walks. I thought maybe do a service for the apartment next door, the house. We were living in single family residences, though they were all student apartments. I shoveled their walks too. Well, I continued on to the west to the next house, shoveled their walks and driveway. I continued this completely down the block to the end of the block. I determined I'd go around and do the other side. At least start to. And thinking maybe if anybody were home, I might get invited in for a hot cocoa and for a little chat. So I continued on back up the street, shoveling walks and driveways. No one home anywhere. As I finished the project, looking at both places, I did the walks on both sides of the block. I was a little bit tired. I believe I was 25 at the time. Maybe 26. It's irrelevant. I was in my mid-20s. But I had a sense of accomplishment, yes. I had a greater sense of the void in life for one single day and the night before. The void that it pertains to being all by yourself on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I went back in the house, and again, as the night before, I offered, I kneeled down at my bedside and offered a prayer. And again, maybe through self-pity, maybe through the feeling of the day, the moment. In the moment, I shed a lot of tears. That's how it works sometimes when you're alone. Will I ever do a Christmas alone again? No. Having done it that one time, that void, there's no way to fill it, even to this day looking back. I did experience it. I never filled it. It was always, and it's still there, the sense of that void. And I don't recommend it to anyone. And I fill the void for anyone who also experienced that Christmas void at any time during their life. I know it. I understand. I still, to this day, and this is 44 years later, desire to wish all peace, comfort, and joy, and a continued wonderful Christmas season for 2025.